WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Political violence has claimed the life of Charlie Kirk, shot and killed in Utah. The influential young conservative activist co-founded Turning Point USA. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports from the group's Arizona headquarters.
A steady stream of people have come to pay their respects, dropping off flowers. We've seen a lot of emotion, people in tears, embracing each other and praying. Noticeably, a number of young people are among the folks coming to pay their respects. Kirk did a lot of events on college campuses. One young man we talked to said he felt that Kirk created a forum that was welcoming for him and gave him a voice.
Kirk's voice was influential with President Trump, who spoke from the Oval Office.
This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate. His mission was to bring young people into the political process, which he did better than anybody ever.
Kirk was shot at an outdoors event at Utah Valley University in Orem.
There's a lot of chants, you know, some for him, some against him, but never did I think that it was going to turn violent. You know, it's something where you feel like you're safe on campus.
At another campus, students had to run for cover at Evergreen High School in Jefferson County, Colorado. Two teenagers were injured, one critically, during a shooting.
There's a door to the outside on the other side of the band room from where we were hiding. There's a guy there. He yelled some things. And he shot at us at least twice. I don't think anyone was injured there.
The shooter, believed to be a student at the school, shot himself and later died. Today is the 11th of September, and CBS's Linda Kenyon reports President Trump will commemorate the 9/11 terror attacks.
President Trump will begin his day at the Pentagon Memorial to pay his respects to the victims of the attack. He will not be attending 9/11 observances at Ground Zero in New York City, although Vice President Vance will be there along with the Second Lady. The president will travel to the Bronx, New York, in the evening to attend a New York Yankees game.
Is or was there life on Mars? CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us researchers are looking for minerals in a Martian rock that might hold an answer.
The New York Times reports they're asking, if those minerals are found in the rock, is that evidence that life once existed on Mars? One scientist who's worked on NASA Mars missions for more than 20 years says he's confident they've found biosignatures.
South Korea's president says South Korean companies will likely not make or maintain investments in the U.S. after over 300 South Korean workers were detained following an immigration raid at a Hyundai factory in the state of Georgia. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The Crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit, you know. Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons. Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy with some patchy fog in the overnight. Light winds and morning lows in the mid-50s. After the fog Thursday morning, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Afternoon highs in the mid-70s. By Friday, we'll be close to the 80-degree mark. It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're recombobulating the news on Thursday. That's right. Dan Schaefer is here, and we're going to be talking about everything coming out of Wisconsin politics, including a huge announcement in the governor's race. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There are so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do this show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
To make things right, to make people happy tonight.
It is.
Can we do that?
I think so.
Are you happy?
Yep.
Are you a happy person in general?
Yeah.
Or do you just put on a happy face when you're here? Do you leave every night, you leave the studio and just you're just a miserable person?
No.
I don't think so. I didn't get that from you.
Okay. That's
good. All right. Very good. So, did you have a good day?
Yeah. Got a nice haircut.
You did. That is, you know what I'm going to say? It's a haircut you can set your watch by.
You know, I always go in there and I say, you know, just keep it high and tight.
High and tight, baby. I'm due for a high and tight. I got a probably next week I'll get in the chair.
High and tight?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, I think I told you this. I used to, every summer I would shave my head because it felt so great.
When was that?
That was like, I mean, going back to the mid-2000s. My job at Sports Soup, when I was a staff writer and performer on the show, and I had my buddy KP Anderson hired me. I was the last writer hired. And I showed up, and all the other writers had already been situated, and I walk in with my head shaved, and one guy told me 3 months later, I thought you were going to kill us. I guess I look that scary. I think I have a nice face, a friendly face, but apparently, you know, in like 2014, I shaved my head, and Mary Picorni Donlin, who has been on this show before, the producer of some of the shows I do on PBS Wisconsin, said, please tell me that's going to grow out before we record. Like, I don't know what it is. It feels great, but it puts you in a category where people think you're either an ex-con, a white supremacist, or some kind of crazy, I don't know what it is, but it feels great. When you shave your head, it feels amazing. It's liberating.
I've never shaved my head.
Dude, you gotta.
I'm good.
Why? What do you, and I don't mean to like, hold your feet to the fire here, Con, but like, what are you losing by shaving your, other than your hair? What do you?
I really like my hair. That's the thing.
Yeah. You got good hair.
I'm.
It grows back though.
I never want to like lose it, you know?
Cause here's what would happen.
There's a thing where it could happen. It's like you shave it and just it just doesn't grow back.
You're the guy.
It could happen.
guess it could. You could talk yourself into that happening.
Yeah, yeah.
You would meet the girl of your dreams the day you shaved your head, and she would just like be, please stay away from me. Don't ever.
Yeah, I'm going to keep hair as long as I have it, you know?
Do you think you'll keep your hair? Do you have anyone in your family that, did your mom's dad lose his hair?
You know, both of them had some pretty solid hair.
Okay.
So, my dad doesn't.
That shouldn't matter, though, right? Based on
dad, sorry, the science.
Your dad has great hair. He just doesn't have a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The hair he has is fine.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he likes to wear hats now, so.
Okay. See, now your dad might want to, a lot of guys that lose their hair shave their head. Because mm-hmm. they're just like, okay. And a lot of them look great. Like, it's a great look for the right person. I'm just saying I stopped doing it mostly because my kids both said, Dad, you look like a psycho. So
okay. So just a recommendation when you go get your hair cut. You know, high and tight, not a shave.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. I might get a body wave or a perm.
A mullet? Just shave the sides off, that's it.
You know, the mullet, though, is one of those haircuts that you're branding yourself. You're telling people what kind of music you like. I'm not saying there aren't guys with mullets that are like Rhodes Scholars, but typically when you see a mullet, I don't know. What do you think when you see a guy with a mullet? He likes Billy Ray Cyrus, which is fine, but I don't, you know.
I mean, I think of country probably.
Okay.
First thing that comes to mind.
But it branched out from country for everybody had one like in the 90s, you know.
I never had the mullet.
It's not too late.
I did have a little phase where I had a skater hair.
What's that?
Like, you seen Justin Bieber when he was younger? He had that long sure. hair that like.
Like kind of shaved on the sides? Though,
like
maybe?
he'd like flick it.
Oh, I can't see you doing that. You got
I
your
did.
Hair's too thick.
I did. No, I did do that.
Wow.
And it was long.
Okay.
And I'm glad. There was one time my brother was like, just get a good haircut. And I went in there, got a good haircut, and I've been using the same haircut ever since.
Yeah. I think the phrase business in the front, party in the back is one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life. So that is one thing the mullet gave to us. And I would say even in the world of country, the mullet is not that popular. They're still out there.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're everywhere.
Yeah. It's all right. This has been Hair Talk with Peach Wabo. We're coming right back. all right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a really fun show tonight. Our pal Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum is going to be in the studio tonight. And we're going to give her – Heather brought up the fact – she's a huge John Candy fan – she is the one who alerted me to a new John Candy documentary called I Like Me. Apparently, not a bad word has ever been said about John Candy. I mean, people love the guy. Like, what you see on the screen is kind of who he is. And I think he might have had some drug issues or something, but nothing that, like, everybody loved the guy. Apparently, he was a great dad. He's great in every movie. He's a great actor. You know. He's funny, but he's also a great actor. So we'll talk about John Candy with Heather. We'll fill you in on what's going on across the river at the Green Bay Children's Museum. They have a really cool event coming up. They have several coming up, actually, and some great exhibits that we'll talk about. And then this is exciting, too. At 7:35 tonight, Ethan Ogilby will be here. Ethan was on the show in April, and I interviewed him right before his screening of his film The Threesome that took place at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Ethan wrote it. He is the scribe, as they say, in Hollywood. And there's a great twist in the film. It's a really good, I've said this before on the show, it's one of the best rom-coms I've ever seen. Not a huge fan of the genre, but I have my favorites. And this is one of them. And Ethan will be here because we're going to discuss how his film went from this little independent film, this great script he wrote, to an independent film, to a festival darling, and now it's in the big theaters. Like he fulfilled the entire trajectory there for a writer. So Ethan will be here at 7:35. Very excited to talk to Ethan again on Nightlight. And we have a great question tonight, and it involves something I just talked about. So let's not waste any more time and get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite John Candy movie? Very simple tonight, folks. Straightforward. He's one of those actors or personalities where we can just use his body of work for the question of the night, because even people who don't consider themselves movie nuts know about John Candy and have seen his work. So I have to say, I mean, I like the guy in so much stuff, but I'm going to have to say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles just because I think it's one of the best films ever made.
It's such a good... Every single second in that movie, I feel like you're entertained.
There is no fat in that movie.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's great. So what do you say, Con?
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
It is so funny. That's one of those movies where I'll put on like, where I'm like, I can't find anything. But there's Uncle Buck.
Comfort food.
It is. It's so funny. He plays such a great role in that.
He's like one of the most likable. And look, I don't know the guy. I never met him. He's like one of the most likable people on screen in movie history. And supposedly in this documentary, I Like Me, that's what they talk about. Like what a likable guy he is. In most documentary films, you know, a lot of documentarians are journalists. They want to present both sides of a story. And, you know, John Candy, there's not one bad word about him in this documentary. Everybody loved the guy.
Yeah.
So, and he died. Well, this is one of the questions. So if Heather is listening, I probably shouldn't say, but he died pretty young. So we will talk to Heather about John Candy. We will give her our John Candy quiz. You can play along if you like, folks, over the text line. But if you want to answer our question of the night, what is your favorite John Candy movie? Please do so. Our phone number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on Twitter, also known as X, Facebook or YouTube, you can drop us a stream comment there and give us a like or a follow while you're there. That would be much appreciated, too. So great to have you, folks. We have a fun show. It's Wednesday night. Here in Green Bay, the farmer's market is in full swing, and I guess they're extending it to 8 o'clock throughout the fall. Right, Con? That means I won't find parking.
Yeah.
Well, I have a parking spot, but it's a block away. What am I, a camel? I can't walk that far.
It's not that far.
It's not too bad. It's good to have a spot. And but anyway.
Know, it's good to get a nice walk, you know, in every day.
Yeah, but if it is, it's not that far, but it's like a block. It's not doing anything for me. I can't get my heart rate up.
You could run.
Get chased. Yeah, you could run.
You could run.
I could run. So fun show tonight, folks. Be part of it. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. I will say, and I don't know, I knew you were excited about this, Conrad. The Bachelorette has been chosen for the new season. And it sounds like they've got themselves a doozy. Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
Is that all first names?
Made up? Yeah, probably.
All first names.
Yeah, and two of them are, let's be honest, two of them are hot first names. Taylor and Frankie.
Not Paul?
Well, not to me. Paul's probably a hot name to some people. It seems very big. Paul's a very basic name. It's a solid American name. You name Paul?
Is it short for anything?
Paulette?
Paulsif?
Paula? Paulsif? I don't think Paulsif is a real name, but Paulina? Paulina? I don't think it is. But anyway, this is hilarious. I didn't know any. I am not a reality TV show guy. So I kind of found when I write the Hollywood Beats, this will be out in my beats tomorrow or tonight online. If you know, folks, I should tell people I've been writing the beats out in article style and they're on the website. So you can read the beats if you prefer the written word, or you can hear them at the bottom of the hour throughout the day on the network. But this Taylor Frankie Paul, she got embroiled in a scandal on The Secret Lives of Hot Mormon Wives. Oh, sorry, added a word there. It's The Secret Life of Mormon Wives. They all were part of this soft swinging group. It was a TikTok group called Mom Talk. It was soft swinging. That does not mean the men had erectile dysfunction. That meant that it was just soft swinging. They weren't supposed to have sex. However, our new bachelorette, Taylor Frankie Paul, did get pregnant from one of the guys, and they had a baby, and she already had two kids. And they ended up together. So as it turns out, you can get pregnant from a kiss.
Interesting.
It has to be one hell of a kiss. Obviously, they crossed a line. She also threw something at her husband that hit her kid, and she got charged with a third-degree felony. Now, the husband was, I think, the instigator. But how bad would you feel if you're retaliating against your husband and you hit your child and you get charged with a third-degree felony? Anyway, she's your bachelorette, so tread cautiously, fellows.
Well,
not too late to throw your name in.
I think I might.
or wait till she ends up on MILF Manor. All right. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We are coming right back to read your text, and I'm going to tell you something cool about John Candy. We're coming right back. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you folks on this Wednesday night. Downtown Green Bay is alive with people attending the farmer's market. You might be listening. I hope you're listening to us. But I want to let you all know that Civic Media is part of Idea Fest with the Capital Times. And that will be on the network Friday night as well. Some of you might be listening to Ideas Fest right now. And if you are, you're not hearing me say that. But Friday night, it is happening too. I will not be here Friday night. We will, we're having a Best of Green Bay show, right, Con?
Yeah, Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, and Eric Westphal.
How do you like that? Three recent graduates of the Nightlight radio show with Peach Wabba. They were all fun to have on as guests. And we decided we need to put this out there because we will still be on in Green Bay. We just found that out yesterday. So we put together kind of a Best of Green Bay show, which we think will be a lot of fun. With our three favorite new friends, Dan, Laura, and Eric. So tune in Friday night for that. Or check out Idea Fest. All kinds of fun stuff happening here at Civic Media this week. Conrad will be out tomorrow.
Correct.
So when you text in, it might not be Conrad that is receiving the text.
It will be Amanda Nimmer.
It will be Amanda Nimmer. And I've got something to say to her, too. Uh-oh. She had a big weekend last weekend at the Sputnik Fest.
Oh, yeah. Those what she sent was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should definitely
her son is
the stream.
Just a costume mogul at these cons. He could probably make
awesome.
A living
yeah.
doing this kind of stuff. So
every
we'll have,
single year.
Amanda filling in tomorrow night for Conrad. That will be fun to catch up with Amanda as well. So here's a cool thing I thought about John Candy. So he was part of SCTV in Toronto. Second City has a chapter, I guess you'd say, in Toronto, one in Chicago. And John Candy was a big part of the one in Toronto. And that one was legendary. I mean, the one in Chicago is legendary too, but Toronto turned out stars and comedic stars like Martin Short, Catherine O'Hara, Andrea Martin, Eugene Levy, John Candy. I mean, they were packed with comedic talent who all went on to have amazing careers. But the thing I thought was cool was that John Candy, they tried to get John Candy on Saturday Night Live. They tried to sort of, you know, recruit him to be part of this other phenomenon that America had called Saturday Night Live. John Candy said no, out of loyalty to his cast members at SCTV. And that's what I'm talking about. That's everything I've read about John Candy. There's just nothing bad. And that is a really cool thing, too. Like, he could have, no one would have blamed him either had he gone to Saturday Night Live. That's what you do this for. That's what you do sketch comedy for. But John Candy remained loyal to his mates, his fellow players up at SCTV. I think that's really cool. You know what I saw today? You ever see people who walk? I don't know if you realize this. When we walk, we do opposite arm, opposite leg.
You've never noticed this before?
No. I've noticed this before. Okay. I said, I don't know if you've noticed this before.
Yeah, I have.
Because you've, you know, you're kind of a young guy. But every once in a while, you'll see people walking the same arm, same leg. Today, and that looks strange. Today, I saw a guy running, same arm, same leg. It was one of the most awkward. No, that's not how you do it, though. You got
to
go.
I'm trying to.
You look like a cartoon character if you try to do it.
Like Bugs Bunny or something.
It was I just wanted to say, do you need help or something? Like, let me straighten you out. Like, that's got to be.
Do you think he just never learned how to run and that's him trying to figure it out?
Probably. I mean, it could be like a neurological thing.
Maybe he said, he's like, this actually helps you burn calories faster.
I still wouldn't do it. He's still like that much of a goof. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite John Candy movie? Conrad Krieger, we already covered this at Uncle Buck. I say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, known simply as PTA in my house because we don't have time to say the whole title, and it's one of our favorite films. On social media, Matt says Planes, Trains. That's another one. PTA, Planes, Trains. It's just one of those movies. So iconic. Thank you, Matt. Jody Himnen, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Nick Wallander, our pal from DePere. Funny man Nick says Uncle Buck.
Great choice.
This is going to come down to the wire tonight. I feel like Uncle Buck is making a very strong showing toward Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
There's that, you know, I'm not going to say it because it's part of the quiz.
Yeah.
But that one scene where he's flipping something huge is hilarious.
Yes. I love that.
And it's so good. That's like one of my favorite parts when he's making those.
It's phenomenal. And I realized that, you know, we might not have as many texts tonight because of Ideas Fest.
Yes.
Idea Fest, which is fine if people are listening on the radio. So this could be still a contest. It could still come down to the wire, though. Dave on social media, watching on YouTube says, Uncle Buck.
It's just
3-3.
Yes. Just such a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's not as good as Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And that is the hill I will die on.
Well,
as a movie, as an overall movie. Yeah. Not even close.
But I think that he shares the screen with, you know, such a great actor in that.
Steve Martin,
You know, in Uncle Buck.
He's the show.
Really, it's just him. He's the main guy.
That's a great point. And he, you know, in all of his other movies that he is in, and many of them are small roles, but he steals them. He's just that great. Sidney Frankenstein. Also watching on YouTube. Love that name. I think Sydney changed the last name, if I'm not mistaken. Sydney says Uncle Buck.
There's another
Uncle
one.
Buck is in the lead.
Yeah.
Wow. We've got issues here tonight. So we've got that. I don't know. We got a lot going on. Heather Heil is here after the news, folks. We are going to give her a John Candy quiz. It's going to be pretty special. And you're welcome to play along. We've got funny clips throughout to help Heather along and see if she can guess the movie. She does pretty well with our quizzes, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say, I don't know how many she's done. I think it's four. I think she's 4 for 4.
She's done four quizzes?
I'm pretty sure.
It's very impressive because she's only been on the show 3 times. Ethan Ogilvie is here too, folks. At 7:35, the writer of the hit new rom-com The Threesome, which is now in theaters. That's at 7:35, a jam-packed show here on Nightlight. So great to have you with me. We are coming back with our pal Heather Heil right after the news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News special report: an influential conservative voice is silenced. The crowd at Utah Valley University in Orem, captured by Adam Bartholomew with Main Street Media Utah after Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was shot to death.
And I just heard the sound, the loud pop, and then I just saw everybody running.
No one is in custody yet. Correspondent Scott McFarlane on Kirk's life.
The 31-year-old was married with two young children. His daughter turned 3 2 weeks ago. In recent years, Kirk had become one of the most influential conservative figures, rallying young voters to the Republican Party. He appeared multiple times with then-candidate Trump during the last election.
President Trump ordered U.S. flags to fly at half-staff and spoke from the Oval Office.
He fought for liberty, democracy, justice, and the American people. He's a martyr for truth and freedom, and there's never been anyone who was so respected by youth.
CBS News special report.
The Brewers head for home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit, you know. Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building, yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes we are better off as moviegoers when there are no huge blockbusters being released. True movie fans can take advantage of the variety that becomes available in theaters post-summer, and such is the case this weekend. This week's openers are headlined by Downton Abbey, the grand finale. The Crowley family finds themselves at the center of a public scandal as they move into the 1930s. I never really watched the show, so I don't have much of an opinion, but the film has a built-in fan base and a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for something that is the exact opposite, check out The Long Walk, a thriller based on Stephen King's first novel. The film tells the story of a group of teenage boys taking part in a contest where they must maintain a certain walking speed or they get shot. Not for those seeking whimsy, but it is pulling a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, The Wait Is Over is the sequel to Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2 hits the big screen. No reviews are in, but none needed. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog early, then expect skies to become mostly sunny. It'll be a beautiful September day with a high of 76. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 56. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, a high near 80. Mid-80s by Saturday. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's civic media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, we make the popcorn pick of the week, where we give you a movie suggestion. Then Al Petrelli, guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, joins to talk about upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwaba, and it is so fun to have you here. If you are joining us from Ideas Fest or just need a break from Ideas Fest to laugh a little or contribute to the show, that's fine, too. You can't go wrong on any Civic Media dial tonight. So we have a very exciting, this is one of our favorite guests. She comes into the studio all the time. She knows more about Green Bay than I've forgotten in a lifetime in my little pinky. Is that a phrase?
Sure. Let's make it. If it's not, let's make it one.
Heather Heil, ladies and gentlemen, from the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's the director of business affairs, and she knows, I mean, you know, you seem like you know everything in Green Bay. How does that happen?
I try to.
But how? You have a real job that keeps you busy 40 hours a week, probably more. You still know everything that's going on. You've just told me about three TV shows you're watching, and you're preparing to ace a John Candy quiz.
I am. So, yes, hopefully. I truly believe in mind, body, spirit. So every day, I take that time for myself. So I make sure that I'm doing things that are good for my mind, and I'm exercising. While I'm exercising, I will put on my trash TV shows to watch.
Nice.
So I get a little fix there. And just my community. So, and a truthful story, I went through a program about 20 years ago here in Green Bay called Leadership Green Bay.
Okay.
And it's a program that teaches you about community leadership. And through those relationships of 20 years, I just stay connected with what these amazing humans are doing in our community.
Wow.
And love to just make our community better for everyone that lives in it. And
you
I truly
became
believe
part
that.
Of a community.
I did. And so
community.
If
That's
I can
so cool.
support people and do those things, and I always just try to make sure that, you know, we all are given gifts in this world, and I want to make sure that I'm using mine to my fullest potential.
I can't top that. I think we just got to end the show right there. You can't.
Mic drop.
Listen, you opened with a showstopper, and that is rule number one in show business.
I know, but you asked a question, and I was trying to be honest.
That's Heather Heil, folks.
Hi.
Prepare to be dazzled. It's just going to keep coming. Are you said trash TV. Do you watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
So I'm not watching that kind of trash TVs. Like the documentaries I watch or something that I can like binge and do those things. So lately I've been on The Huntington Wives. Have you heard about this show?
No.
It's on Netflix, and it is trash TV.
Really?
It is hard.
Why?
It's vulgar. It's women in the South and dirty politics and some bisexual relationships. And
women or men?
Women.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the woman, lead actress in it, Margot, is the same actress that was the sister in 27 Dresses. Her name escapes me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't think of it either. I'm just asking because they hired this woman, Taylor Frankie Paul, who was on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay.
And apparently they got caught. They were all soft swingers. But she got pregnant from soft swinging.
Oh,
doubt it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she had a child with this other husband. Then they were together and she already had two kids. And now she's the... And she was arrested for a third-degree felony for throwing something at her husband. He was doing stuff, too. He's a bad... It was both of them.
She sounds like a good time.
But she... I think I'm in love.
Okay.
She threw something at him and hit the kid, and she got charged.
Oh, no.
She's the new Bachelorette. Now, these Mormon
what
wives...
What are we doing?
She was like 16, and it's a very male-dominated society.
Yeah.
I have a little sympathy. But at some point, I'm like, can't the Bachelorette pick someone without the baggage?
No, because it just makes the trash TV, which
it does.
I should be watching that because that's right up my alley to be. I know you did. So thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
See, and that's our problem when you come on the show. We have so much fun stuff, adult stuff to talk about, But you work at this amazing children's museum.
Right. So, and I honestly, I feel because I'm 90% of my life in this G-rated Disney world.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just need to bring myself back to adult real world problems.
You go crazy and like, you just have a nutty weekend.
And also, like, Pete, I just feel like it's so far from my reality that it just intrigues me of, I don't understand it. And that's why I kind of keep watching it and going, what? Wait a minute. What? Like when Dance Moms was on originally with Abby Lee Miller, I was addicted to that show.
Okay.
And it's awful. It's horrible. It's horrible show.
Is that Honey Boo Boo?
No, that was before that. That's like the JoJo Siwa and those things. But just the way that these mothers acted, I could not wrap my head around because... Thankfully, here in our community, we have some pretty incredible mothers that I just could not see treating their children that way.
We don't have your Frankie Taylor Pauls. We don't have your Charlie Sheens. He's got another one. He has a two-part documentary.
He does.
Boy, I was reading all the stuff that guy's done. I don't know how he's still alive.
Right.
And B, I'm like, should I have lived a little more? Like, am I the most boring person in the world?
Am I not doing it right?
Yeah, Conrad at least got a haircut today. I've done
nothing.
Looks
nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I think in keeping with your day job, the G-rated day job that you have and you do a great job at, we've got a great discussion piece tonight in John Candy, who everybody loved.
Okay, so... Thank you so much for talking about this with me, because literally the day we were texting about coming in, I had watched the trailer for John Candy's I Like Me, that official trailer.
Yeah.
And I really like adored him. I was sobbing watching that trailer, and I wrote down a couple of like quotes from that trailer that just were so pivotal to me. Of Steve Martin says, some things are painful. That's it. And you can't make them not painful.
Was he referencing?
He's referencing John Candy's life of how, like, he had the whole, who was the other actor who ended up ending his life because he was Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams, yeah.
Of how happy they are on the outside and how inside they're just people pleasers and want to do all of these really good things. And that, not that that resonated with me, that's not the words I'm looking for, but that really made me stop and think of... I know a lot of really happy people in my life. And
are they hurting?
Are they okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because I had heard, and I don't know much about, I try to judge people just on their work. Unless they've got something crazy creepy in their closet, I can forgive most, you know.
Right.
And I thought he had some drug issues, but I don't ever remember, like, he was supposedly a great dad. His co-stars loved him. So if he was hurting on the inside, he must have been great at hiding that.
He was. And also part of that documentary, Pete, was the producer talking about, and quote unquote, if you go a lifetime eating your feelings, drinking your feelings, smoking your nerves, it's going to show up later.
Wow.
And that was also, and I thought, we also all need to be listening to that, that we're making sure that we're not placing those things slowly into our, because that's what he did. And Macaulay Culkin is in this documentary because, of course, the Home Alone series, and how John Candy was one of the first people who recognized that stuff was going on with him. And
he would check in with him every day.
Yes. How beautiful is that? Just what a kind, amazing human he was.
But also the backbone this guy had, like he was part of SCTV, which in its own right, maybe a lot of times funnier than Saturday Night Live, even in its heyday, they had some of the most brilliant stuff ever. But he turned down the penultimate gig at Saturday Night Live because he felt loyal to his players and SCTV. That just speaks volumes. So we're going to do our quiz, but let's get to some of the stuff that's going on locally here. You've got really cool stuff coming up at the Green Bay Children's Museum. My guest is their Director of Business Development, Heather Heil, who joins us here periodically in the studio. And it's always a good sport about taking our quiz. We're going to give her a John Candy quiz shortly, but I want to ask you about the Enchanted Forest fundraiser, beyond the Enchanted Forest fundraiser you have coming up.
Thank you so much. So it's one of our signature fundraisers. So the Children's Museum of Green Bay has an adults evening where we raise money to help support the mission of what we're doing at the Children's Museum of Green Bay, which is to educate our children and families and give them all opportunities. Everyone, regardless of their backgrounds, everyone can play at our Children's Museum.
Right.
So this helps to fund and further that mission. So the Beyond fundraiser this year, the theme is Enchanted Forest, and we try to take stories fairy stories past what you would think that they were, because we teach imagination at the Children's Museum. So let's do it as adults as well. So, for instance, last year it was Beyond Wonderland. So I don't want to give any surprises away for this year, but, last year's theme, the Red Queen from Alice in Wonderland, was actually a performing drag queen who was going throughout the evening and off with their heads and just doing submission-based things event. So there's food and there's drink and art and artist and all sorts of crazy fun. October 3rd, it's at Legacy Hotel. You can find more information about that on our Facebook page and get tickets. It is $200 a person to get into that. And that's your food and, of course, supporting the museum there. And there'll be some fundraising opportunities, of course, at that event.
So that's a thing for adults, though.
Correct. Adults
okay, gotcha.
Only.
All
21 right. and over.
I was going to say $200 a pop is a little stiff for the kids.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot of allowances. That really sounds fun. Do you have like a cool setting when people get there for the party? Or?
We do. So it's Enchanted Forest. So we're going to transform the lobby and the ballroom there into an Enchanted Forest. And of course, have our performers and things that you might find in Enchanted Forest doing different things and performances and just some really fun surprises.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've never been there.
To the museum?
I've never been there. I've never lived in Green Bay.
You're killing me.
I know.
You are invited any single time you want to. Just let me know, because every adult needs a child and every child needs an adult.
Who
to got
$200? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Conrad?
I think you.
Plus
to
one.
Party? You should. Yeah.
No, but what I want to say is like every time you come in here and I'm like, how have I not been there? And we took our kids there when we were still living in LA or something and visiting. I kind of have memories of it, but like every time you come in here and you say these amazing things, I ask myself, A, how big is that building?
We're so small.
Bigger than small?
We're small. We are so small and we are busting at the seams, Pete. So I am still trying to raise this $1 million to finish out this first phase of this capital campaign to expand my building. And it's a huge undertaking in this climate right now. People are watching stock markets. They're paying attention to things. So, we really just need...
Do tariffs apply to donations?
They apply to the lumber I'm trying to build build my building. So that changes things.
And I don't mean to laugh. What I was going to ask you was, what is, if someone hasn't been there like me, let's say someone doesn't even know about all the cool stuff that's there. What is your one-line pitch that would get people to the museum if they haven't been there?
It is a place for adults to learn to play and children to play to learn. That's what we do.
Wow.
So we have now.
I did not coach her, folks.
Nope.
She did not know that question.
I didn't. We have 12 interactive exhibits that we encourage those kids to navigate in what's right for them. That's how they learn the world around them. And, you know, you think of the questions of what do I want to be when I grow up? And it's very fascinating to watch children interact in the exhibits, you know, when they're in our grocery store and they're listening to everything you say. And you know that as a parent. So when they're, you know, walking to pay for their groceries, they're like, well, just charge it. Like that magic credit card is just going to. What? Where did you, you know? So
that's hilarious.
Yeah, just working on financial literacy with them and just doing it in a fun way.
You're so right, though. Some of my best times as a parent was when we would go to like a Gymboree or a children's museum, and you just watch them go to town without you.
Right.
And you just see what they start to do and what they've picked up on in the real world that they've brought to this experience. It's so great. When we come back, folks, with Heather Heil, we're going to talk about Breakfast with Santa. Maybe a little
Breakfast with Santa. We've already launched tickets, and that's almost full, people.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's September, and we're talking about Breakfast with Santa, and it's almost full. So if you want to go to this, you're going to want to get
your
tickets.
We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the Fusion Express Orchestra, John Kelly, in the Fusion.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about all this and do a John Candy quiz with our guest, the amazingly talented Heather Heil. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. My sweet Lord.
Welcome back. I almost tried to sing along with Billy Preston. That would
I know.
Been
I usually like to sing too, and I'm like, nope, don't even try, girl.
I sound so good when I'm alone in the shower.
Right? Or in the car.
I don't get it. Or in the car, yeah.
I loved you when you pull into your driveway and you're like, you have the music cranked, you turn it down right before you pull in the driveway, like...
Because you don't want people to hear what
yeah,
you're
like,
listening
okay,
to.
Yeah, like, okay, we're just pulling in my driveway. Or then, right. Or sometimes you get in your car and you didn't turn it down, and you're like, woo, I was a party right. girl last night.
Yeah. What was I doing? I do like just, have you ever been busted? Like when someone passes you and you're like, like in your
seat. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I just lean into it and just like
what
give them a
do,
show.
Right?
You're like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to impress you, Mr. John Q. John
just
Q. Dart driver.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Do
they
you?
In, they look in and I'm singing and I'm just like, you know what? I'll keep going.
Just take it to another level.
Yep. Conrad, this green note is making me crazy. I can't see your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is that? Is there a memo?
There's a green
Did
memo
you hang
note
a memo?
There in front of me. And I'm like, Conrad, I need to see you.
It's a laminated of the times I need of breaks.
Of things that need, like technical things to what? Make you and I sound amazing. And we appreciate it. Thank you, Conrad. I'm admiring that new hairdo of yours.
High
don't take that from me.
Look at he's got the tattoo. He's got a haircut.
I know, he's
the
got it all tight. Going on. He likes margaritas.
He's had a makeover, I think,
I
since
feel
the last
like
time you've been here.
I know. What's good? Does he have a girl? Is there a girl?
He doesn't ever tell me. He thinks I'm like going to tease him or something. I would never do that.
You tease me all the time.
Do I really? No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. I tease you more. I tease you more than you do.
You do, and I'm still trying to figure out: do I treat you like a heckler and just beat you down, or do I go on?
You laugh.
We're
together.
Figuring it out. Yeah,
exactly.
But you don't. You don't have a serious girlfriend.
No.
Okay.
Boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm cool with whatever.
Yeah, I know you are.
But is there someone new?
Who knows?
Yes.
He does not wear who he is on his sleeve other than that tattoo.
Well.
And that's not really on his sleeve.
Yeah.
I love this for you, Conrad. I love this.
Do you know anybody you could set Conrad up with?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Most of the people I know are single for a reason. Mm-hmm.
Because they're just crazy or?
No, they just have, they have very specific things they're looking for in a significant other. So.
All right. Have you ever done an online dating service?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Would you recommend, I'm married.
I'm old.
So I rarely see other women.
except when you go to the grocery store. Right?
Yes. When I go to the grocery store. Listen, I love to, my wife hates going to the grocery store. I'm like a people person. I love running errands. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird. I don't like mind doing it when I have time. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to the people.
Yeah, I need you both to talk to my wife.
Okay.
Let her know I'm not such a bad guy. All right. So tell us, my guest is Heather Heil, who is the business director of business development at the
Green Bay
Children's Music. It is a big title.
Woo!
And to be honest, I don't think it totally encapsulates everything you do there. I mean, I'm sure you develop business, but I mean, you seem like you kind of do a lot more stuff.
It is a non-for-profit, so anyone who's ever worked in non-for-profit knows that if a toilet gets clogged with a truck that a child puts down there, someone needs to fish it out. So we kind of all are a team, and we do what we have to do to get it done.
I want to make jokes, but I remember that you're working. Okay, let's tell us about what's coming up after we read this text. Craig Kinnett, thank you, Conrad, says, also, the Children's Museum. Oh, he says, wait a minute. Also, this is just about the Children's Museum.
Oh,
he says,
okay.
It's amazing. A great place for the little ones. Thank you, Craig.
Craig, thank you so very much. That's amazing.
A lot of people judge him. I think he's a good guy. No, he's been on the show. Craig's a great guy. And he works with kids. He makes movies. He teaches them how to make movies at the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's
Craig, we
dude.
Should talk.
Yeah. Craig.
We do stuff with the Boys and Girls Club too. So I would love to collaborate and do something
Absolutely.
And afford some opportunities to more children.
I think we did something pretty special
you
here tonight.
You really did. So Craig, thank you. It's a great space. We're trying to expand. We have 10 exhibits. We have some more coming. Hi.
Oh, we have a
walk by John
Hold on,
Mino.
I have to take a
I know.
Picture of John Mino.
Get him.
I'm trying to get my camera.
Okay, here we
John's
go. I'll fill when he does that.
Can you
that.
Duck, Heather?
Sorry. Hold on. Live radio, baby.
Wow, I have not seen John for a while. That was nice. And now people say, have you seen John Mino lately? And I'll say, yeah, I have.
Yeah,
I've seen him.
He just did a walk-by. I want to get a photo walking by, too.
Yeah,
can I
do that?
Okay,
absolutely.
Awesome. That's so fun. I love that. If you haven't checked out your socials yet, do that, because that's really fun with these walk-bys.
Oh, no, I have. Absolutely. I'm sort of the...
I know. No, I'm saying if someone listening has not seen these on the socials...
You were telling me to check out the... I thought Heather thought I was that detached from my own...
I know it's Conrad. We all know that it's... No. Okay.
All right.
We digress.
All right. And Jim Denny says on social media, he's watching on Facebook, he says, found you. Yes, Jim probably encountered
Welcome.
Idea Fest, which is also great, but we're glad to have you here tonight, Jim. So thank you for the text. So, all right, can you tell us about this really cool thing? We've got about a minute and a half before we have to do the news, and then we'll do your John Candy quiz. But, I mean, where do you want to start? The Santa Breakfast, you said, is almost sold out. What about John Kelly and the Fusion Express Orchestra?
John Kelly, who is a local... icon with music, will play a concert for us as a fundraiser at Gather on Broadway in November. And you can look on our socials for all of the information for that. And again, an adults evening where we just come and have music and we actually have Santa Claus for adults. And Santa offers this time to actually have one-on-one recordings that if you need something for your child, that he will take that time to let them know if he's received their list and how they're doing, if they're good or bad or
That is
Nobody's
so cool.
bad, but yeah, so that's kind of a fun opportunity for that. And then also we have the Breakfast with Santa coming up where that's four families at Mackinac's, and it's all of the things under one roof. So we have a snow queen there. We have Santa there. We have elves there. You can make gingerbread. You can have hot chocolate.
Wow.
You can flip pancakes. You can eat pancakes. All of the things.
Flipping pancakes. How's that for a segue, right?
That is a great segue.
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do intermission, and then we will be back for Act 2.
Intermission, but, I like intermission, that.
Also known as the Civic Media has a crack news team, and they are outstanding. But it's intermission for me because I go use the facilities, or I just go out.
Okay.
It's telling me to wrap it up with this tattoo hand. That's how I know he means business.
In two.
We're coming back, and Heather is going to take our John Candy quiz. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. That it won't take
them all, my love. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vigils across the country hours after conservative activist and influencer Charlie Kirk was shot to death when a bullet pierced his neck at Utah Valley University in front of thousands of students who'd gathered to hear him speak.
There's a lot of chants, you know, some for him, some against him, but never did I think that it was going to turn violent. You know, it's something where you feel like you're safe on campus.
President Trump ordered flags lowered to half staff and posted a video message.
Violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree day after day, year after year, in the most hateful and despicable way possible.
The manhunt for a suspect continues. Correspondent Jared Hill.
Utah's Department of Public Safety believes the suspect fired the bullet from the roof of a nearby building.